This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're, what now, 3 days into the summer of 2020? And for those for whom summer jobs are an economic necessity, well, sorry. Last year, this time, with unemployment at record lows, more than half of 16 to 24-year-olds had a summer job. Not so here in this pandemic economy. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is on that one.
Maybe you've been to camp, or your kids have. You know, arts and crafts, swimming, bug bites, and of course, the camp song.
Rock for camp forever, firm together stand.
Raylee Schlatter has been going to Rockbrook Camp for Girls in North Carolina since she was 10. She's 22 now, and this would have been her fifth summer as a counselor. Would have been, because camp is canceled.
Sincerity. So Rockbrook Camp in all our hearts will stand for loyalty.
Schlatter is an English lit major at Auburn University in Alabama, and the $3,300 she makes every summer usually helps her pay for books.
Which doesn't go very far because textbooks are expensive.
But it's not just money she'll miss out on. Schlatter wants to be a teacher, and she says camp helps her build leadership skills.
It gives me the opportunity to create bonds with these campers. A lot of times these girls are looking for role models.
This summer is going to be hard on a lot of young people who are counting on being able to get a job, especially in travel, tourism, and restaurants, which hire a lot of seasonal workers.
What happens to a seasonal economy when the season doesn't come?
That's Betsy Stevenson, a former chief economist with the Labor Department.
What we'll actually see is not the season not coming, but it coming in such a partial way that there is a lot of permanent job destruction.
And it reaches far beyond young people, to workers who take on second jobs in the summer and teachers who use the season to earn extra cash. And for a lot of businesses in vacation towns, summer isn't just the season. It's the only season. Tour operators, bike rentals, and boardwalk shops typically close for winter.
This year is going to be a tough year financially. There's no ands, ifs, or buts.
Mark Novata manages Wequosset Resort on Cape Cod. He usually brings in around 500 employees to work as housekeepers, servers, and groundskeepers. Nearly all of them are seasonal and come back year after year. This summer, he thinks he'll have to cut hiring in half because bookings are way down.
We're going to onboard as demand grows, but we don't know exactly what that demand will be.
A lot of businesses, like sports franchises, don't know if there will be any demand at all. Sarah Al-Khalili is 20 and will be a senior at UC Santa Cruz in the fall. She was supposed to work for the LA Dodgers Foundation this summer, but with the season disrupted, she's out of a job.
I've been working every summer since I was 17, so it is definitely a really tough situation.
She said she looked everywhere for work, but didn't have any luck. So instead,
I decided to take classes. Well, I didn't really have a choice.
Then she got an internship with an education nonprofit. She'll work fewer hours and won't make as much as she would have with the Dodgers. But the internship could help her when she applies to grad school in the fall. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.